Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for this Christmas day is our gospel reading, St. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. I will read parts of it as we go, but this is the gospel of the Lord for this Christmas day, the beginning of St. John's gospel. These are your words, O Lord, sanctify us by them. Your word is truth. Amen. So what did you get for Christmas? Isn't that the question that gets asked by everyone? Now come on, admit it. Christmas is about getting. Yes, it is. So many people want to make out that we humans are better than we are. Even more so, Christian people want to somehow talk everybody into denying the truth. Yes, Christmas is about getting. That is why the law has to come before the gospel. And yes, we need both in strong measures because we are not better than that. And Christians should know better, as the gospel is all about getting free. Unearned, undeserved, a something for nothing gift. There is no other gospel than this. Grace is undeserved favor from God. The good news. If you earned it, if you worked for it, if you made up your mind to make God love you or forgive you, if you tried real hard, if you try real hard now, and how... Well, how we fail at this, don't we? Those ought to's and do's and don'ts, so often, even on the best day of the year, even on Christmas. Best behavior often fails on this very day, in this season. Christians do bad things, sometimes more so during this time of year. Lord, have mercy. But then why ask for mercy if you don't think you need it? If we got it all together, if we have at least this day right? If we think at least this year that we are on the nice list and not the naughty. Now, mercy is that which is given to those who should have gotten punished, but who are instead pardoned. What do you think? Yes, sinners need mercy and grace, even today. We need to be pardoned. We need forgiveness and a new life to keep us from, well, what goes on at home, in the crowded mall during this season, around the world. What is going on out there? Yet if we already have life, freedom, the ability to get salvation, and have made our peace with God, if we are going along real well with all of those musts and oughts, then we don't need a thing, right? Well then, so why have Christmas in the first place then? We don't need Christmas. We don't need His peace on earth. We don't need His free gift because according to many, some Christians even, we already earned His favor by our choices and willpower. So what do you get? Someone who has everything. Ever hear the story of the emperor's new clothes? I don't know if they teach that moral story in school anymore, but that is exactly what the devil believes of himself. That is what he tricked Adam and Eve into believing, that we can be like God, needing nothing from him and making it all on our own. Those that insist remain like that vain king. Cold, naked, and eternally separated from God and everyone else in the end. So what did you get for Christmas? The truth is, we need to get on Christmas. If we did not receive his gift, Jesus, on this day, nothing else we got in a whole lifetime of birthdays, anniversaries, and Christmases would matter at all. As we all know, we cannot take anything with us except what we need to get on Christmas. Yes, only the proud and self-righteous think that Christmas is only about giving, or maybe about for the children. You know, when I was little, that was fine. But I'm now a mature adult, you know. And only the self-righteous think that Christmas is only about giving. Don't you know? You have got nothing to give, especially to God, as all that you and I have has been given to us anyway. The truth, you see, is that we have been borrowing all of it, even life, from God. Hold on, I will make it clear. Yes, it is more blessed to give than to receive, but you have to have something first before you can give anything away, don't you? Even forgiveness. What good does it do for one prisoner to forgive the other of their crime if they don't have the power to pardon? It's a waste of breath. They both still remain in jail. So now that we can, and when we do forgive, it is only because God in Christ has forgiven you and has forgiven them first. So when you give to others any gift, you only can because God has first given to you. We use his stuff, his energy, all within his created structure we call this world in which we live. When he says no, it's over. There is absolutely nothing anyone can do about it. When it's your time, it's your time. So realize how much of a great sin pride is. It is a devilish idea that somehow we are not dependent upon our Creator for all things. Even the most evil people are, even if they never admit it. So you better have gotten gifts on Christmas. God's gifts. That's why you're here this day. That is why he is here this day. To give you more. And we need this. His grace, his forgiveness, as often as possible. Not just on Christmas. Yes, you better have God's greatest gift. Jesus Christ's forgiveness of sins covering you. Otherwise, you are not giving because he gave to you. You are giving away as if it's yours to give. That's cheating. That is stealing. But then having such a wonderful gift, the very source of all that we have, do and can do, having been given to, he has, and in boatloads, we can freely and joyfully give and give and give too. What a blessing to give. What fun. Christmas should be fun. All because God gave his only begotten Son, born on Christmas Day, for you. To give to you the forgiveness of sins, which is life, which is all things, everything. All things came from him, through him. The door of life, the door into life, the door into riches which never can be used up. This he opened for you on Christmas Day. Also that we can do what he does. Also that we can do what we were intended to do, especially on Christmas, to give rather than to receive. Yes, because having his gifts, we do, in fact, have all things. We need nothing else. Yet he gives even more, and more to enjoy, more to do. Heaven is not going to be boring like so many think. But with all that abundance, exceedingly more than we can even imagine, we give. Yes, to those who have less, we give to those we love, we give to those who are our enemies even, and give to those in need. Yes, even taxes. We have all that he has, and because of this, we do what he does. Give away, without worry, without care. Freely have we been given to, so freely we can give without end, because there is no end to his resources, even if we give our very own lives, if necessary, because there is no end of life to him and in him. So have a blessed Christmas of receiving and giving. What fun it is to do what God does. Merry Christmas. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus on this very day and on into eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.